Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you've just joined us, Coffee Talks are the short in-between episodes where we read your listener-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what's going on in our personal practices.
If you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. You can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story you think the community would love to hear. Be sure to let us know if we can share your name or if you prefer us not to. Your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit. But guys, if you could, for us, like, our submission forms are a mess.
We've had a little bit of a whoopsie.
Yeah.
The hosting site that we use to host our website has, air quote, updated its submissions forms, and it has re-added every single submission we've ever received, even the ones we've already read. It's filled with spam. It's a nightmare. And so basically what we're trying to say is if you have sent us a story via our submission form ever, mm-hmm. and you've never heard it read, please email it to us if that's possible.
But we are going to try to figure it out, too, the submission forms.
Yeah, we are going to try to figure it out. But just in case we can't, or we do it wrong or whatever, we don't want to miss your guys' stories. Yeah. So please just resend them to us via our email and go ahead and put in the header, a little subject line, mm-hmm. That you have a story for us. That way it doesn't get missed, because I'm going to filter through them to make it easier and put them in a separate document, because this is a little crazy.
Yeah, just write story somewhere in the subject line so we can flag it as an important email so we're not missing it.
Yes, because wowzer, this is like literally a nightmare. We were just looking at it and I was like, I don't know what to do.
But we also have a voice.
Nobody asked me if we wanted this update. We don't.
I hate it. Yeah.
But you guys can always send us your voicemail, too. Like, send us a little, you know, if you would rather just, if you're a voice note girly, you know, gender neutral, you can just, like, send us a little, you know, 3-minute or more longer, like, story of yours through that. That number is 351-207-0799. As I said, there is a 3-minute cutoff point, but if it goes longer than 3 minutes, just call us back. We'll put it together. Mm-hmm. No big deal.
No big deal.
Yeah.
But I did want to apologize, guys, for us not having an episode last week. Yeah. And doing Coffee Talk this week. Like, Robin had a thing going on last week, and this week I have a thing going on.
My dad's best friend died.
Yeah.
Ugh. So, like, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm totally fine. Like, obviously, it's a loss. Like, I am sad. But I was just trying to be supportive for my dad during that time, which is why we skipped. Because family is important.
A good human.
Yeah. I brought him cookies and an iced tea because those are his favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's really sad.
It's really sad.
Yeah, but he's going to go to the funeral. They live out in Tennessee now.
Oof.
And so he's going to the funeral this weekend.
Oof. Sorry, it's all the
so
way
sad.
In Tennessee.
You want to hear the craziest part?
Oh.
His name was Jerry.
Okay.
My dad was still Jerry's emergency contact. That's one of his emergency contacts, obviously. But that's how he found out.
Oh, did the hospital call? Hospice?
So, no. He died of a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And this guy was, like, when I tell you he was, like, the pinnacle of fitness and shape, like, ugh. Anyway, no, so when they worked together, he was his emergency contact through that. And the sheriff's department in Tennessee contacted California because it was part of their, like, call chain. Mm-hmm. I'm not really certain how it works, if I'm being really honest with you. And so the California end of the emergency contacts called my dad.
Oh, strange.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And so sad.
It was so bad for your dad. That's horrible.
I feel bad for his kids, too. Like, his youngest son and I worked together for, like, 6 years, and I was really close to him growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just like, I'm so devastated for him.
Yeah. Especially since it happened out of nowhere.
Yeah. Horrible. Yeah. Apparently he was having heart issues or something. I don't know, and I'm not going to, like, share a dead man's total medical history.
Yeah.
But apparently it wasn't a total shock, but mm-hmm. it was also a shock.
Yeah.
So that's very sad.
Well,
but happy autumn equinox, everybody.
Oh my God. Talking about thinning of the veil, am I right?
And happy didn't go as planned rapture day, which is the today, the day that we're recording.
Excuse me, the day's not over.
They said 11:30. Okay,
actually, if you guys are listening to this episode, it is safe to assume that Maria and I have been raptured. Did you see the post I posted today about it?
I did. It's amazing.
So funny.
Robin was asking in the Discord, like, what we're all wearing to the rapture. And I said, going commando in a muumuu. And I put that, like, yeah, Kate McKinnon, like, alien thing where she's like, yeah, you know, the stuff is all out. Airing it out. Everyone's seeing the bedmo.
I'm fully naked with just socks on. Because, like, I don't want my tootsies to get cold. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair. You got to protect the tootsies.
Yeah, so I just have my tootsies are going to be cold, but my bush is out, so for God.
Bush out, sun's out.
Kitty's out, for God.
Look, we just want to be comfortable. It'll be fine.
Sorry, you literally made my body, God, so now you have to look at it head on.
Look what you did to me.
Look what you did to me, God. So one of my friends commented, can I have your knickknacks? And I said, ask Frank, because he definitely did not get raptured.
Oh, poor Frank. Oh,
he actually, out of the two of us, is a way better Catholic than I ever have been. So he for sure would be actually the one getting raptured.
Look, I was just like, just the possibility being there. Like, I know that, you know, all of us would be left behind and all the godly people, you know, quote unquote, would be lifted off and gone away and this world would be actually utopia.
That's just it. I know. That's like, I know, the best part is that if we were to get raptured and sucked up into space, like, you know.
But if it was by their standards, I would hope that they would leave and we'd have a utopia.
Actually, like, they don't live by actual standards that they preach. That's just it. It's a hypocrisy. And therefore, if the rapture is real, first of all, we're definitely not getting sucked up into the rapture. You're a lesbian. And
hear me.
Like, you're a lesbian if you think about it.
I was very disappointed going to the coffee shop today and seeing a lifted truck with a cross on it. And it was still there. And yeah, like, I was really hoping.
Most of the evangelicals and Christians that are like, suck me up, daddy. A sky daddy. Also display grand signs of wealth, which Jesus would hate. So there's like so many layers of hypocrisy that just boggle my brain.
And it's really scary, honestly, because after today it was all done and said, and obviously nothing gonna happen. What I worry about,
this is also like the 23rd rapture in my adult life.
Yeah, absolutely. But like like someone's going to be so disappointed that they might cause harm to themselves or others. You know, just like we went through that whole
spiritual psychosis is real. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Remember during that, I forgot what event it was, but that you know, something was happening in the stars.
Oh, the Aztec or the Mayan calendar.
Yeah. And someone like it was horrible. Like someone like literally hurt their family because they were so deep in spiritual psychosis. And I'm just like, watching the news today and be like, oh, someone's going to do something horrible. Like,
yeah. It's just terrible. Like, we are living in the craziest of times. Speaking of crazy times, I'm wondering if Tylenol is going to sue the government.
Oh, yeah.
Tylenol
absolutely.
Is a brand.
Absolutely, honey.
Now, listen. Acetaminophen is not something that causes autism. It's just not. That is an objective fact. Mm-hmm. You can choose to not take it if you wanted. If you feel as though that's going to protect your child from autism, I think you're maybe a little out of touch, maybe a lot, but it's not something causing autism. However, Tylenol is a brand. Mm-hmm. So to specifically say Tylenol causes autism, they make Band-Aids too. Like, They make salon pas style back patches. Like,
this is when some people are going to discover we're like pro vaccine and pro like modern medicine, because it all comes from, you know, alchemy and stuff. So, of course, like, we believe in modern medicine. But also, what people aren't considering, and I know you kind of like touched this on one of your posts, but like, Tylenol literally helps fevers. And the thing that might actually cause autism is when you have a fever and it's hurting your brain, your baby's brain, in your tummy. Like, come on, people.
Well, it's also, it's been proven that it's genetic.
Yeah.
And Tylenol was invented in the 1970s. Acetaminophen, I believe it was 1955. Do not quote me. I could be wrong. Autism was initially diagnosed in the early 1900s, like pre-1910. Mm-hmm. So explain to me how 40 years after the initial DSM diagnosis, or I don't know actually if it's, yeah, no, it was originally in the DSM because it was an offshoot of schizophrenia, which obviously is incorrect, but you know, we were figuring it out. How 40 years before this pain reliever and fever reliever drug caused something that didn't exist. And really, let's be honest, the actual fact of what is happening here is that they are trying to place blame for autism on the mother.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just another reason to jail women.
Absolutely.
It's just another reason to jail women. And the fact of the matter is that, call me woke, but like, when I was pregnant with my daughter, I had got COVID and I had a really bad fever and I had to take acetaminophen to reduce the fever, because obviously Motrin is not safe when you are pregnant.
It's way hotter in your body. It's way hotter in your body.
Right, because science has actually done this study on this and knows that Motrin is not safe and Tylenol is, but I digress. I had to take it for a fever reducer. And my daughter would be dead if I hadn't taken that. So it's crazy to me personally that there is this rhetoric that having a potentially disabled child, regardless of, you know, the fact that this is inaccurate information, and autism is a spectrum. Mm-hmm. So even if you are on the autistic spectrum, that doesn't mean that you're low functioning. You would rather your child die than have a child that potentially is on the spectrum. Again, regardless of the fact that none of this is correct, but with the hypothetical situation that it was correct and that science is wrong, you would rather risk your child dying than risk the fact that they might have some social issues.
I think it's all bananas. I mean, people are literally, like, I don't know. Just with, like,
it's what
abortion and stuff like that being up, and, like, women literally, unfortunately, skip ahead, by the way, guys, if, like, this stuff triggers
you. Yeah, if you don't want to hear this stuff.
Yeah, but, like, women are having to carry their babies to term, and they're literally still, they're already, like, gone. And they're, like, holding them, and their body's, like, almost getting sepsis because they're too scared to do anything for them in the hospitals. And, you know, like, this isn't, what? That doesn't make any sense. And, oh no, it's just so scary.
It's just, I'm like, what in the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on? They, immigration laws, they're also changing. And do not quote me on this exactly, because I could be being misquoted. So I might be misremembering. But there are a handful of visas that have existed, like work visas and stuff like that, where it used to be like an affordable-ish rate and then you could pay it. They've now upped the cost to like $100,000 just to apply. And these are for like, you know, skilled worker visas. So like, this is something that you're not applying to be a resident. This isn't a green card thing. Not that a green card should cost $100,000 either. But these are like, you know, just visas that regular people get all the time. Who could afford that?
Yeah. And them wanting to label trans people as terrorists, like
a nihilistic terrorist group.
Oh, my gosh. It makes me so angry. It's so scary living right now. Like, and it sucks seeing like our families like deal with it. like deal, you know, with the consequences, and seeing friends deal with the consequences of everything that is happening. It's so stressful, and it's so stressful just to like live and like do normal everyday stuff. You know,
I don't know. It's just so emotionally heavy.
I think what's really going on right now is the assassination of whose name I will not repeat. Hello, FBI, who's totally monitoring everything we do. I don't think that anyone deserves to die for their political beliefs. I don't care who you are. I think that murder is wrong. I am pro gun reform desperately. I don't think that was a good person. I don't think, however, he deserved to die. Because I don't think anyone deserves to die for anything. That being said, however, I do think it's being used as a political weapon right now to distract all of us from all the horrific things that our country is doing, which is crazy.
And to place blame on certain sects of people in order to prioritize
their goals. The fact of the matter is that whether the person who ended that man's life was a liberal, was a conservative, was MAGA, was Antifa, was trans, was just whatever, right? Anything. There's no way we can know that right now. It's been a week.
Yeah.
It's all speculative. Like, he's going to have a lawyer.
And not to mention, they've already been releasing stuff and, like, doing stuff that you don't even know, like, if what we're going to be getting is going to be legit anyways. And
exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. It's, we don't know anything right now, one way or the other. And pretending like we do is, regardless of what political side you're on, pretending like we know for a fact, one way or another, 1 week post, you know, mortem, is actually doing either side a massive disservice.
I just think, like, it was especially a tactic used by, you know, people in charge. Them being like, oh, it was caused by this. It was caused by, you know, trans people.
I think that that information is already out there. Is that saying that sort of stuff is so dangerous and dangerous. Harmful. It's so dangerous. And it's like, you know, that guy, the Fox News presenter, who was like, we should just kill unhoused people. And then what ended up happening immediately after that?
The next day. Like, there was a mass shooting.
Because words have power. Whether we want to admit that or not, words have power. They matter. They matter. And so, you know, again, I don't agree with that man. Super bad man. I have no empathy for him for what happened, although I don't believe he deserved the ending that he got. I believe that you can both feel as though someone didn't deserve something and also not hold empathy in your heart. Both things can be true at once. However, any of us sitting here and playing the pointing fingers game, especially when it's so early on, that's dangerous. It's super dangerous behavior, and it puts us in a position where we are all losing our humanity.
And not to mention, like, me and Robin talked about this, but I don't think many people, especially in the witchcraft community, knows there is a book coming out, and it's called The Pagan Threat. And unfortunately, who must not be named, wrote the foreword to the book. And with his passing, it's going to put a lot of publicity on this book. And unfortunately, it names a lot of people that we know and love in this book.
We're in danger. And I am begging, like actually begging the witchcraft community to have some sort of self-preservation here. Like, all jokes aside, with the I'm not saying his name. That's dangerous. With the person who was assassinated. The fact that Jezebel, was it, who paid for the Etsy witch?
Yeah.
That's actually putting all of us in really serious danger.
And then you have this book coming out.
And making jokes about it, about how, like, oh, I'm the Etsy witch. Like, I am begging you, actually, like, to have some self-preservation.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's going to be wild. We have witch hunts, actual witch hunts. We are regular people. Witches are regular fucking people. It's really dangerous. We're in a really, really, really dangerous time. And
I'm going to be curious, though, for all the alt-right witches for everything that's happening, how fast they're going to switch sides, you know, and be I'm Christian now.
Guess what? Guess what, alt-right witches? You're included in that. It's dangerous for all of us. Guess what? They're not picking you.
Dudes, the Viking dudes and some of the cult bros. Like, oh, Lord. Oh, no. Everything's such a mess. But with that said, guys, it's so important right now to be in community and to foster like a safe space for yourself at home. And luckily, like the autumn equinox is such a great time to do this, is to like have a safe haven to go to, like create it for yourself, even if it's just getting yourself a fuzzy blanket, some fuzzy slippers to slip into after the long day, and some like candles to light up your room to remind yourself, you know, to keep going and to be safe, and that your home is a safe space for you and for your family. Do it. Like, I think I'm not the type of person who's like, you do not ever go to me and be like, should I get this? I'm going to be like, yes, yes, you should get it. Especially now, like get yourself a little sweet treat and get yourself that mm-hmm. like cozy tarot deck. Get anything right now that comforts you so you can mm-hmm. keep showing up in community and keep showing up for your friends who are immigrants, who are Black people, who are trans, because they need us more than like, you know, so many people right now. And they really need you to show up and be loud. It's just hard, like, seeing your trans friends and immigrant friends, like, going through a lot. And I've seen firsthand the depression right now that is creeping into some people. And it's just horrible to watch. And, mm-hmm. you know, you want to be there for them and love them and make them feel comforted.
I've just had like an additional thought.
Mm.
The Pagan Threat book coming out and the things coming in it. This is actually a really great reflection of how, you know, like when we've had instances online where people are like, why haven't you said something about this? Why haven't you said something about that? Like, let's cancel Maria. She hasn't said anything about this. This is a really good example.
Well, calling me out for last year when I wasn't posting anything because I was so sick.
Right. So this is actually like a really good example of why sometimes posting things is so dangerous. Uh-huh. And why sometimes we have to pick and choose the pedestals we want to die on. I know that my husband and I have had to have some conversations recently where I have to start dialing back specific things that I talk about politically, because it's going to put things in a scary spot for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is such a great example of why you have to remember that influencers, authors, creators are real people with real lives, and those could have very serious consequences if we speak up on every single issue. And that isn't to say that we don't care about it.
Oh, well, but I do say
really
there's
easy
ways
to say when you don't have a platform, how, why aren't you saying this? Mm-hmm. Why aren't you saying that? And it's, well, because our lives are in danger sometimes. Yeah.
And I do think,
and maybe not in like a physical threat kind of mm-hmm. way yet, but sometimes our lives are in danger for other ways.
Yeah. And I do think there's ways to like tackle a subject and it not be put people in danger. You could still say stuff like, you know, protect immigrants, protect trans people, and it not be, you know, but we're, I would say, be definitely careful about okaying certain
just
things.
Just have some
happening.
Self-preservation. Just have some, you have some self-preservation yes, within the community.
Absolutely.
Have some. I really want to emphasize that, because I know that I on this episode have chosen very specific verbiage for mm-hmm. things. And that's because I'm choosing to have some self-preservation.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I think that that's a really important kind of takeaway, that it is super easy to say when you're not a public figure, mm-hmm. Well, you should do it this way and you should do it that way. Well, have you ever had to call the feds because somebody threatened to decapitate your children?
Yeah.
No, I have.
Yeah. No, see, I think how you're approaching it in this podcast is the right way. I don't want people to think that they can't like speak up and that they shouldn't speak up.
Right.
Because
no,
a lot
100%.
Of white women will hear
All
us
say
this and be like, oh, I'm not speaking on
right.
anything.
All I'm trying to say is that just do remember that there is a point of holding creators mm-hmm. accountable for speaking up, and also remembering that maybe they're choosing to not speak up about specific instances mm-hmm. or they're doing it in really delicate ways because there's stuff going on in their personal mm-hmm. lives that could put them in some degree of danger.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so I am begging you to have nuance. I'm not saying ignore people who don't speak up on issues. That is not what I'm trying to say at all.
Yeah, yeah.
But perhaps also we're choosing to read between the lines a little bit on things or say, you know what? They've spoken up on 9 out of 10 of my issues. They're probably choosing to not speak up on issue number 10 because mm-hmm. it is something that is putting them in harm's way potentially.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
And you know what? I bet you even if you were to message a creator directly, at least the ones I know, and ask about it, mm-hmm. while they might not divulge everything, they could confirm with you that they're trying to protect people in their lives.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree.
Themselves. Or even themselves. Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, as I've said, we have a lot of friends and family who are immigrants and who are trans, and you don't want to put them in danger of being like, oh, this, you know, trans friend of mine and at them and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, actually, just before we wrap up this episode,
yeah.
I am speaking very specifically to white women.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it could apply to more than just white women. Just that is what I've seen with my eyes
mm-hmm.
As a trend. Stop using your trans children, your trans friends as like a bio caption.
Oh, that. That too.
That's crazy, dog. Like, and then to sit there and police people and be like, you didn't say this the way I wanted to. You literally have in your bio that your kid is trans. That's crazy.
You're
making
outing them
their
against their will.
And outing them. Your personality, that's crazy, dog. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I always find that weird. In the year of our Lord, 2025, on the day of the rapture, you would do this?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm definitely not trying to say that is exclusive to white women. It definitely isn't. But there is a very specific type of white feminist who does that. And, woof. Have some self-preservation.
Yeah. It's the same people who at their trans friends and stuff like that. And yeah, I'm going to my trans friend's dinner party. Oh, you mean you're going to your friend's dinner party?
Literally.
Why do you say they're trans?
Let's Why is that relevant right now?
The way that
I can
say it is trans is what the person goes through to get to, you know, it's their journey.
And but some people do prefer being called trans men, trans women.
Absolutely.
However,
there's a
however,
lot of trans
there
people.
Is a conversation with that person that you have had prior to mm-hmm. that to come to that knowledge. Okay. That is not something that we are leading the conversation with without previously discussing with that friend, with that person, you know, that they would prefer to be called that.
Yeah. And as I said, like some people, the whole point of going through the journey is to get to where they are. So
right.
a lot of them, they're just women. They're just women.
They're just,
they're
women.
Just women.
They're
just
men.
Men.
They're just people.
They're just people. Imagine.
Have some fucking respect. Like, would you imagine if you were to be like, oh, this is my blonde friend?
What are you talking about? When I introduce you, I'd be like, you know, this is my friend who wears glasses.
Literally. So anyway.
No, that's so weird.
We should probably get off our soapbox there. So thanks, guys. Thanks for coming to Coffee Talk. I'm glad it was another real upper of an episode for y'all. We continue to provide nothing but positivity here at Coffee and Cauldrons.
Love and
we
light.
We hope to see you next week for our regular episode. We're going to talk about above, below, and center. You can check out a link to our submission forms on our website. Please don't. Instead, send us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com or leave us a voicemail at, I know our number off the top of my head, 351-207-0799. You can leave us your stories, your witchy tips, your topics, anything that you think the community would love to hear. And send it to us. We love you.
Yeah. And as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts or any streaming service you may be listening to us on. Or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we can share your articles, a special part two exclusive episode, have a Spell the Month box, and we have a Discord full of fun events and full of fun people. Like, come join us. It's such a good time.
Yes. All right. We love you. Okay. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.